This is program number LW2620. It's amazing. Love has many gentle faces. Hi, this is Larry West. I want to paint you a picture today, a picture of love. A writer named Lois Chaney is actually the artist. I think what she says you'll find most interesting. Give me a minute and listen up. She says, "Once I watched six people coming out of a house to enter a car. The young father walked with lazy purposefulness and nonchalant strength, carrying a wheelchair folded up in one hand. He moved to the car and stood holding the door open. A young boy burst out of the house and exploded down the front steps, arriving at the car after a swift circular route that examined every step of the yard. Then he stood, patient in his impatience, opening and closing another of the car's doors in careless enjoyment. Another child skipped, ran, and jumped in a direct path to the car. Once there, she snatched the wheelchair, which was leaning against the car now, and she lunged into it after first jerking it open. She wheeled it in tight little circles, first in one direction and then in another, and then she streaked down the sidewalk in it, jammed to a stop, whirled around, and tore back to the car, all amidst her own chorus of sounds and whoops. The young mother then followed out of the house and down the steps, glancing at each in her own family, wrapping them in care, love, and easy acceptance. Then she looked back at the house with the same kind of care. Emerging slowly from the door now came an old man, slight of build, weak but not frail, cautious but not unsure. He had his arms around an old woman who was apparently his wife. She was weak and frail, cautious and unsure. Shuffling slowly, guided by an arm of love at her back and a hand of love covering one of her own, she made her way slowly to the waiting car, the waiting man, the waiting wife, the waiting children, and the waiting wheelchair. All this took about 5 minutes, and I felt I had watched more love and more strength and more acceptance than I'd ever read or studied about. It was a scene of life encased in love. You know, there are some things in life far more valuable than making an extra dollar or getting accepted with a certain group or getting ahead in business. And sometimes focusing in on what those valuable things are gets difficult. Sometimes you just have to slow down and take time. You have to think. You have to observe. Then you have to contemplate. You have to weigh it all out. You've got to ask, what's really important in life? Sometimes it's only when you come upon a scene out of life like the one I've just given to you, the one encased in love, sometimes it's only when you happen upon a scene like that, does it make you stop and think and weigh it all out. I've got a challenge for you today. If you're a parent, ask one of your children what it is that he or she thinks is the most important thing in your life. Do that. It's a little scary, isn't it? If you can get up the courage, I dare you to do it. Ask that little boy, that little girl of yours, what he or she thinks is the most important thing in your life. It might just help you to get a better perspective on your own priorities. Will he say your job? Will he say making more money? Will he say your big house? What will he say? If he says something like, me, mama, or us, daddy, then your priorities are in the right place. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Life is so short. It was old Job who said in the Bible a long time ago, my days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. Make your time count, slow down, and take a look to see if your life is encased in love. Your family just may be waiting. Certainly God is. God's waiting. God's waiting for you. Can I help? I have a Bible study course that's yours for the asking. It's called, For God So Loved You. Why don't you write me for it? It's free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.